We are learning Maseches Megillah, Daf Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning six lines from the top of Vav Amud Beis. We are continuing with different members of Rabbi Yitzchak. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, V'yayim L'cha Adam, if someone tells you, Yagati, I toiled in learning, I worked hard, V'loy Matzasi, I didn't have any Hatzlacha, Al Tamein, don't believe him. Because if you work hard on the Torah, it's a Muftach that you're going to have Hatzlacha. Lo Yagati U'matzasi, he says, I didn't work too hard, and still I had atzlacha. Al tamen, also, it's impossible to have atzlacha without working hard. If he says, yagati, umetzasi, then tamen. If he says that he worked hard, and then he had atzlacha, that you could believe him. And hani mili v'divri taira. This is only when we're talking to divri ruchnias taira. Al masamatan, in business, there's no connection between how hard you work and the atzlacha. You have to do shadlus. But there, the Hatzlacha is totally in Siyata Meshmaya. There it's Siyata Meshmaya, that's where Hatzlacha comes from. Someone works harder, it doesn't necessarily mean he'll make more money. You have to do your Yeshtadlus, and then everything else is Siyata Meshmaya. Well, the Divrei Tari, even the Divrei Tari that was saying there, it's totally in his toil, Loyamar El Chadude. That's only when it comes to understanding something. There, the more you toil, the more you understand. Avla Ukme Girsa, but to remember, you shouldn't forget Siyata Meshmaya. Then you need Siyata Meshmaya in order you shouldn't forget. And Rashi's Mashma, that there's such a thing as yageya ve'enoi moitze. But avad, you have to be yageya. To remember, the first step is you have to toil. Then you still need siyata deshmaya. Masha'enke, when it comes to chedudei, to understand learning, as long as you toil, there's a haftacha, you're going to have a slacha. Zogt Mar Avaita, not a member from Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. And Re'isi Rasha, if you see a Rasha, shasham esachek esloi, that it's going good for him. Al tiskar rabbi, don't start up with him that time. It's not a good time to start up with a Rasha when he's having a slacha. Shenema, because it says a pasuk at Tehillim, and in Mishlei also similar pasuk, al tischar b'mereim. Don't start up with rishaim. V'lo yoid el shadrachem atzlichim. Shenema, it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, yechilu drachem v'chaleis. He has atzlacha at every time. V'lo yoid el shazeichem v'din. Now he's having atzlacha, but also he is zeichem v'din. Shenema, even though he starts off with the tzaddik, he will not get punished in this world a lot of times. Hashem saves his punishment for the next world. Shneim says in the pasuk, "Maroim mishpatecha v'negdei." Hashem takes away the mishpat, the din from him, from the rasha. V'loyoid el shiraya b'soynav. He sees his enemies fall. Shneim says in the pasuk, "Kol shiraya yafiach b'hem." That means the whole pasuk says like this: "Yichilu d'racha v'chaleis." He has a slach at all time. Maroim mishpatecha v'negdei. The din is taken away from him. Kol shiraya yafiach b'hem. He'll blow all his enemies away. So there's a time when a Rasha is going good, and Hashem is doing it for a reason, because He wants to give him the schar ba'olam hazeh, shim yischar laba. At that time, don't start up with him, because he is in control. At that time, the Rasha is in control. Break the Gemara. Any, is that true? I shouldn't start up with a Rasha? Any. V'am Rav Yechon, Amashum Rav Shimon Yechai. Rav Yechon said, V'shem Rav Shimon Yechai, mutter l'skaris b'rasham hazeh. It's mutter to start up with Rasham in this world. Shneim says in the Pasuk, Oizvei Torah Yahalu Rasha. People who run away from Torah, they will praise the Rasham. V'shem Rei Torah Yisgar B'hem. People who watch the Torah, they'll be miskara. They'll start up with and they'll be meicha against the Rasham. V'tai Yilutin Abraith, Sir, V'shem Rei Masin Amir, it's mutter to start up with Rasham in this world. Someone's going to say, you know, he'll whisper to himself and say, what do you mean? It says, Pasuk is atischav v'mereim. Don't start up with Rasham. Out the kanab oisa avla. Don't start up with people who do averis. So he's saying, no, you're making a mistake. Someone who has averis, which a tzaddik who has averis, he's scared of his own averis, he says, that's pshat in the Pasuk. Real pshat in the Pasuk is like this. Ella, pshat in the Pasuk is like this. Avadi start up Rasham. What's pshat atischav v'mereim? Atischav is lashon of tacharut, which means competition. Means you want to follow the Rasham. Atischav v'mereim means liyas k'mereim. You shouldn't follow the mereim. You shouldn't be machzik in his meisim. You shouldn't try to do like the mereim. Altekani v'yisav. You be jealous v'yisav, which means don't try to do like him. Liyas k'yisav. And it's not a pasuk, but anyway, a pasuk says, "Al yikana libcha b'chatam ki'im b'yiras Hashem kol ha'yom." So Rashi explains, "Al yikana libcha b'chatam" doesn't mean to start up; it means don't be jealous, because it says ki'im b'yiras Hashem kol ha'yom. You should go after yiras Hashem. So you see clearly from these pesukim, from this brisa, that we hold that you should start, it should be meicha against the Rasha, should start off with the Rasha, and before you said not to. So it's a stira. So we want to say a few truths. One tarot is like kasha, ha'amilu today, ha'amilu shmaya. When it comes to gashmistic things. And there, don't start with the Rasha. If you see the Rasha is being matzliach, don't say, I'm a tzaddik and my you know, I'll be, let's say, you know, whatever I do will be my sliach in Kashmir. No, the Rosh isn't a win over that. When it comes to Milas Shmaya, he's doing something wrong against the Torah mitzvahs, then it's a mitzvah to be Meicha. That's one teretz. The boy say, Mahava Mila the day. Both are talking about the Mila the day, even in Vion and Gashmiyim. And still is a chilek. Aloy Kasha. Hava Tzadik Gomer. Hava Tzadik Shaina Gomer. By Tzadik Gomer, he can even start up with Gavri Gashmiyas. By Sheikh and Tzadik Shaina Gomer, he has some Averis. He should not start up. Dama Rav Huna, my dechsev says in the pasuk, "Loma tabet beigdim tacharish." We're saying to Hashem, Kaviyachol, saying, "Why are you letting these beigdim go ahead and hurt people? Why are you quiet?" But Bala Rosh Tzadik Menah, when the Rosh is swallowing up someone's more bigger tzadik than him, but we make a drasha from this. Tzadik Menah Beleya, the Rosh is being Beleya is swallowing someone's bigger tzadik than him, but it's not a tzadik gomer. Tzadik gomer in Beleya, tzadik gomer he doesn't swallow. So that's the second teretz. First teretz was how mila day of Shmaya. Second teretz is no. About the mila Shmaya, of course you start up with him. The mila day it depends. It's how the gomer could. It's like any gomer not. The third teretz by zema shaa mesachekas loyshani. When the rasha is doing well, when it's going well by rasha, you don't start up with him. When you see he has special tzlocha, especially at the Shmaya, that's not a time to start up with him. And there, even if you're tzad the gomer, you don't start up with him a mila day at least like upon him. And therefore, that's what the pasuk is referring to. Zok the Gemara in brachas the shaila exactly how to learn this Gemara, but this is the way we're learning over here. Zok the Gemara vayta Om Ula, Italio Shayavan, which might be Italy. Zekrach Golos Haremi. This is a big city of Rome. Vahava Tlasmeya Parsi, Tlasmeya Parsi. The size is 300 Parsi by 300 Parsa, which is very very big. It's approximately 12 kilometers by 12 kilometers, very big. And it has 365 different marketplaces that sell different things. The cotton shabakulam, the smallest of these 365 marketplaces, which is connected the days of the solar year, the smallest marketplace is Shamaycha Eifers, the ones that sell birds. And that alone is Vahavish Shisha Mil, Ashisha Mil. It's 60 mil by 60 mil. That's the size of this marketplace. Umelach Sayyid Bakhoya Mechmem, and the Melech goes each day to a different marketplace to eat there. And Vahadarba, anyone lives in this Italia, Afa Bishay Noelba, even though he's not born there, just lives there. Noita Pras, Vibes Melech. He gets food from the Melech. He's on welfare. He gets welfare from the Beis HaMelech. V'noyelba avishenadarba, someone was born there, even though he lived there. He also took the process of HaMelech. He gets a social security check from the Beis HaMelech. V'shloishis alafim bei bani. And this place, this Italia has 3,000 bathhouses, Yeshba, which is an unbelievable amount for those days. V'chomish meis chaloinos. Malad oshechot zechayim. There's 500 windows that take the smoke from these bathhouses outside the walls, so it shouldn't blacken the walls. And this country is surrounded tzide echad yam. One side is the ocean. Tzide echad harim gvayos. Other side has mountains and cliffs. Tzide echad mechitz shel barzel. The other side has a wall made out of metal, iron. Tzide echad chos metzula has small stones and quicksand. So it's a very fortified city. And the point the Gemara is showing us this godless of the city is that the Meram is on the schar that tzaddikim get one day, that they get much more than Rasham. And Rashi says that this city happened when Menashe put the tzelem in a hechel, he put the vizar in a hechel, Yarad Gavriel came down, and he stuck a reed into the water, and on that grew this huge island called the Tayel Sheyavon, some say is Italy. It's not clear exactly where this is, but this was an unbelievable Malchus Dikamakim, which they had all these marketplaces and all these bathhouses. Zok the new Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Karu Esa Megillah Ba'ada Rishon. They read the Megillah in the first Adar, and Venice Abra, and then they decided to make an Ibrahim, make a new Adar, a second Adar. The halach is, you have to repeat the Megillah in the next Adar. Karno is of Adar Sheni, because Iker Adar is Adar Sheni when it comes to Megillah. Amen Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, and the Kriyas Megillah on Talos Avinim. There's no difference between the first Adar and second Adar, besides for Kriyas Megillah on Talos Avinim, which Ikrai is in the second Adar, not in the first Adar. And if you did in the first Adar, you're not Yaitse. So our Mishnah says, Kriyas Megillah Montaros Havenim. What about Mishloach Manos and the Suzas Purim? So the Ran speaks out that Mishloach Manos has the same din as Kriyas Megillah Montaros Havenim. Also, you have to repeat it in the second Adar. And you don't do it in the first Adar. The Ran speaks out that it could be Suzas Purim is Naik even in the first Adar, because according to the Ran, the first Adar the Purim, the first Adar, is also a hesped of a tainus, and therefore he says that comes with koyach din suda, and therefore it's a chi of suda. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down 2 days about hesped of a tainus, and the Ramah there brings down the is a tzad to marve of a suda, even on Purim Katan, which we call Purim Katan, which is an Adar region. But our Mishnah is saying is that ain't been Adar region on the Sheni, al kriyas vegilam atos avim, that's not yet in the first Adar, you have to do in the second Adar. Zok to Gemara, holy, and you say the parashias, whatever the guy, parashias Zocha, parashias Paro, parashias Skolam, all those things, it's mashma that you yotz in the first Adar. Holy, and you say the parashias Zevazah Shavim, money, freighting Gemara, money, masisim, which Tana is our Mishnah? Loy Tana Kama, it's not Tana Kama, Loy Lezer Rav Yez, not Lezer Yez, but Shem Gamil. Now, we are these three Tanaim, we'll see in the Brisa. And the Mara's kash is that the following three Tanaim in the Brisa, our Mishnah is like none of them. The Tanaim in the Brisa. Karo is the Megillah of Adar Rishon. You read the Megillah in the first Adar. Venis Abra Shana, and it became an Ibiyah, a second Adar. The halacha is karin oisa v'ada sheni. You repeat the Megillah in the second Adar. Shekol mitzvah shenegas b'sheni negas rishon. All mitzvahs are negas b'sheni and rishon, the same thing. You yaitz in the rishon. Chutz mikra Megillah. Besides from mikra Megillah, remember this Tanakhama. He says only thing is mikra Megillah. The only thing that is not yaitz in other rishon. Elazar Rabbi Yeshayama ain't karin oisa v'ada sheni. You don't have to repeat the Megillah in the second Adar. Shekol mitzvah shenegas b'sheni negas rishon. Any mitzvah that's negas b'sheni is negas rishon. So I can be yaitz in the Megillah in the first Adar. That's the middle sheet of Rabbi Yeshayama. Shem Gamila, Imam Shem Rabbi Yaisi, Af Kairin, but Oisai Ba'ada Hashani. That the Rabbi Shem Gamila said, Shem Rabbi Yaisi, the middle sheet there was a less Rabbi Yaisi, Shem Gamila says, Shem Rabbi Yaisi, Af Kairin Oisai Ba'ada Hashani. You have to repeat the Megillah Ada Hashani. Sounds like a Tanakhama. And if you're as always, you should call mitzvahs, and Heges Hashani, and Heges Rishon. Because all mitzvahs, then a Heges Hashani, are not Noig Rishon. Vishavin, everyone agrees, but Hesper and Tainis, Shasurim Zevazet, that Hesper and Tainis are also by both of them. They both say you have to repeat the Megillah in the second Adar. So it's exactly the same. Amra Papa, not exactly the same. Say the Parashiyos Yikavinayu. The Nafkamina is about the Dal Parashiyos, the Parashiyos Zocha, Parashiyos Kol, and Parashiyos Paro. Tanakama Sava Lechatchila B'Sheni. Tanakama was Lechatchila B'Sheni. But if you over the Rishon, if you did it in the Rishon, over it works. Besides the Mikra Megillah, you have to repeat over. Bar Mikra Megillah, Davagav the Kav Rishon, Kar B'Sheni, you have to repeat it over. Look at the Lashon of Tanakama. He says, should call mitzvah and heges b'sheni and heges b'rishon chutz and mikra megillah. Masha, only mikra megillah is the only thing you have to repeat. Rav Lezer, Rav Yehi, the middle sheet of Sava, fill the mikra megillah chetchil b'rishon. You can do everything in the rishon. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Sava, fill say the parashiyos. You have to repeat. Ikaru b'rishon, karu b'sheni. Look at the Lashon of Shimon ben Gamliel. He says, should call mitzvah and heges b'sheni in heges b'rishon. All mitzvahs, including say the parashiyos. So that's the three sheetahs. So our Gemara has a kash like this. Mani, I almost know who's it like. Itanakama kashim atonis, because the Gemara right now assumes that the Tanakhama who said that only thing you repeat is Mikra Megillah sounds like only Mikra Megillah, but not Matanos Avinim. And the Mashal Taka speaks out, this could have been enough, not enough Gemina between the Tanakhama and Shimon ben Gamliel. Because right now it's saying Tanakhama holds only Mikra Megillah is repeated in the Sheni. But Shimon ben Gamliel obviously says, not only to say the parashah is repeated, but Mikra Megillah and Matanos Avinim also says all mitzvahs have to be repeated. So it could have been enough Gemina between Shimon ben Gamliel and Tanakhama. Right now we're asking, Tanakhama doesn't hold Matanos, so who's our Mishnah like? It's not like Tanakhama, because our Mishnah says that you repeat over Mikra Megillah and Matanos. Ira of Lezer of Yaisi, Kashanam Mikra Megillah, everything is fair. Lezer of Yaisi said, Yaisi, everything in the Rishon. Our Mishnah says you have to repeat for the Sheni, Mikra Megillah and Matanos Avinim. Ira of Shimon Gamil, if it's going to Shimon Gamil, Kash say the parashah, it's Kash from say the parashah. That our Mishnah was mashma that Legabe say a parashiyos you yaitz in the Rishon. So who's our Mishnah like? Who's our Mishnah like? Which Tana can't be a Tanakama? Can't be Rav Lezer Rav Yosi? Can't be Shimon Gamliel? Zok to Gemara. I'll tell you a teres. Lo ilom Tanakama. It's Tanakama our Mishnah. Aye, the kasha was matanos lavyanim. But Tana, the Tanakama says mikra Megillah. Who had the matanos lavyanim? When he said mikra Megillah, meant who had the matanos lavyanim? That's why it wasn't nafkamina lemaisa between Tanakama and Shimon Gamliel. Tanakama holds, you have to repeat Megillah and Matanos Avinim. So I want Tana of our Mishnah, Kimamish the Tanakama. The Havah will tell you, because the Matanos Avinim, give a Megillah, Tali is ever there, like we said before, because a name shall Aniyim Nesuyas, they go together. That's one third. So, but he's saying, like, Kabir of Shimon Gamil, Erma Shimon Gamil. And our Mishnah will hold you, also you have to repeat over, say, the Parashiyas. Aye, it's not Mashma like that. It says only Mikra Megillah and Matanos Avinim. No, Masiz Mechsuyim Mechshav, Halkhtani. Ain't been Arba also Shabbat Rishon. There's no difference in the 14th day of the first Adar. Liyodalos Shabbat Sheni to the 14th day of the second Adar. El Mikra Megillah Matanos. Only Mikra Megillah Matanos. But we're not talking about the rest of the month. Hal Inyan Hesbeth Tainis Zevad Shavim. Hesbeth Tainis. They both have both Adar Rishon Adar Sheni on the Yodalos. The Ilu say the parashah Leimari. We're not talking about say the parashah. So therefore, it's not a stira. Of course, we're going to Shimon Gamliel. You have to repeat over say the parashah. Our Mishnah is not discussing that. Our Mishnah is discussing the difference between the first Adar Rishon, the Yodal of Adar Rishon, and Yodal of Adar Sheni, the Purim Katan and Purim Gal. Zogt die Gemara, Omrav Chia ba Oven, Omrav Yechanan, Hilchaso, we paskin, Kirub Shimon ben Gamliel, Shomashim Rav Yosi. We paskin Kirub Shimon ben Gamliel Shita. And if you look at the Rebbeinu Chananel, what does that mean? Zogt the Rebbeinu Chananel means that all mitzvahs and heges b'sheni ain't a heges b'rishoin, and that includes Mikra Megillah, Seder Parashiyos, and Matan Sevyonim. Everything has to be repeated again in Adar Sheni, not Yotze in Adar Rishon. And so it comes to Val Gemara that it sounds like that Hesper and Tainis is also an Adar Rishon, happens to be. That's what it sounds like. Hesper and Tainis is also Adar Rishon. L'maisa, the Rosh says, not like that. And it's 2 days to Shulchan Aruch. L'maisa, 2 days to Shulchan Aruch, if Hesper and Tainis are also Berishon, L'maisa, the Minigar Elim is, we also Hesper and Tainis from Rosh Tachnon. And we said over the Ramah says it could be the Indian to Marba Besuda. Om Rav Yechanam, Shnei Mikra Echa Darshu. Both of them, the Tanakama and Rab Shimon, Rav Shimon Gamliel are very similar against Rav Lezer Rav Yosi. They all learn from the same pasuk. So really, so Rav Lezer Rav Yosi Rav Shimon Gamliel, Gemara is contrasting. Rav Lezer Rav Yosi Rav Shimon Gamliel learn from the same pasuk. Or Rav Yechon Shem Mekarecha Darshu. The pasuk says Bechol Shana Vashana. Rav Lezer Rav Yosi holds that you yotze everything in Adar Rishon in Shavar Bechol Shana Vashana. Ma Kol Shana Vashana Adar Samach Shvat. Just like every year Adar is next to Shvat. Avkan Adar Samach Shvat. Here also Adar Samach Shvat. Rav Shimon Gamliel Shavar Bechol Shana Vashana. My call Shana Vashana Adar HaSamach L'Nisan. Avkan Adar HaSamach Nisan. Shimon says no. That just like every year Adar is next to Nisan. So here also Adar Sheni is the Ika Adar. So some chaykes, do you look at the Adar next to the Shvat or Adar Nisan? So Gemara says, Bishlam or Lezer Rav Yosi, I understand. It's not a time, it makes sense. The Ima Viral Mitzvahs. It's not Mamash. Okay, it's Ima Viral Mitzvahs, but it makes sense that you're not supposed to push off Mitzvahs. Since the first Adar came already, so it makes sense to say it's Adar HaSamach Shvat, you'll keep Purim then. I love Shimon Gamliel. My time, what's from Shimon Gamliel? Why he says Dafka the second one? Why didn't he make drasha Samach Lishvat? Amar Rebbe Tavi, Tamar Shimon Gamliel, Mismach Geula Geula Adar. It's better to make two Geulas next to each other. Since Pesach Nisan is a month of Geula and Purim is a month of Geula, want to put the Purim and Pesach next to each other, and therefore we say it's in the second month. That's one pshat. Rebbe Eliezer, my time Shimon Gamliel, Hacha, different drasha. Chassid says in the pasuk, Kayim is the Geras HaPurim HaZoyis Shenis. And we darshan Hashenis means Bechodesh Hasheni. It means the second month, which is Adar Sheni. Darshan Megillah means Adar Sheni. And Fidus Mandiyama, that learns out from Shenis, is still need Bechol Shana Vashana. And Gemara explains, Ve'itzuch Mechtav Hashenis, Ve'itzuch Mechtav Bechol Shana Vashana. You have to say Hashenis, you have to say Bechol Shana Vashana. Even Bechol Shana Vashana, if you just had the pasuk Bechol Shana Vashana, you would say, have a minute, Kikushin. You say, maybe it means next to Shvat. Adar next to Shvat. How you don't Adar next to Nisan? Kamashwan Hashenis, then it means Adar Sheni. Viashvina Hashenis, if it's just Hashenis, have a mina, but Tchila, Rishi Vashani, you should lane Lichatchila, both on Adar Rishi and Adar Sheni. Because it's Hashenis also. Kamashwan, Vachal Shana Vashana, like every year, it's only one time Megillah. So that's from Shimon Gamliel's Rasha. What does Rav Eliezer, Rav Yosi, what does do a high Hashenis, my Avalei? What does do with Hashenis? When Barley, like Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, the Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, but Tchila, Kavu Vashushan. By the beginning, they only had Purim in Shushan. And then Mosai Bechalim Kula. And afterwards, they sent out. No, Hashenis. The second time he sent it out, that we wanted to be Megillah all over the place, not only in Shushan. The entire world keeps Purim like we do now. That comes from the pasuk of Hashenis. And Ayin Derishash that's bothered by this. Other Mefarshim, because in the pasuk it really says that Shalchu Bechalim Adinos, even the first time to keep Purim. So Ayin Chum, the Rishash is Teretz, block upon him. From Agamar, it sounds like from Hashenis, we're learning that later on, they made Purim, Bechol HaOlam Kuloi.